You're listening to Savor on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm your host, Will Smith. We like to talk about food here, and I like to keep things local. My guest today is the culinary director of Ashland High School, Marietta Jock. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having us.
I had an incredible adventure last week because I got to go to Ashland High School and spend some time with you in the class. And it was a kind of a breakfast Eggs Benedict class. And I was thoroughly impressed, not only by you, but also by the eager, happy, and attentive students that you have in your class.
Oh, thank you. That's awesome. It was really nice to have you there. We're right in the middle for Culinary 2, which you joined us, our breakfast unit. So we had just wrapped up some coffee tasting, did a lot of local coffees and teas, and we're moving on to, I think it was Eggs Benedict you joined us
yeah,
for.
Delicious. Yeah. Yeah, and some really, good. Some people hit it out of the park that day.
Yeah. They did it by hand.
I know. I love that. Yeah. I did learn something, though, that there's a cheater's version of hollandaise, which I'm going to try.
Yep.
So that was exciting.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm probably that last group. I graduated high school in 1980, and home ec departments were slowly, like, being exed out of the schools, at least in Southern California.
Yeah.
And I love that this is sort of, it's not the full home ec experience, but it is a life skill that you can make your family happy, your partner happy, your friends happy, and also, ultimately, if you're so interested, you know, get a job.
Absolutely. We're actually considered what's called a CTE program, which is career technical education, which has the kind of outcome, the hope for students being able to enter the job market. But all of those other things that you mentioned are kind of what keeps students coming in and taking the classes.
Yeah, I just the kids' attitudes.
So fun.
So much, so much fun. And they're very serious. Like, they were really listening to you, which I think is great. And I, you know, I'm a huge food lover, and I love cooking. And to see that sort of engagement, you know, I wish I had had that class available to me when I was in high school.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
It is. And again, I think I talked to you a little bit. The thing that I really love about it is it's that kind of full circle education.
Mm-hmm.
It's food. It's growing things,
right.
Which you also have a garden on premise.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I do have to give a certain amount of thanks to those who came before me, too.
Sure.
So we've always had amazing teachers and staff at Ashland High School. And Jacob Taub was who I kind of inherited the program from most recently. And super inspiring, incredibly smart guy. And I've always wanted to start a garden. And there's always been, you know, other classes who have come before me as well,
sure.
Environmental science and such. And it was really nice to be able to take it over.
And can you tie the garden into other curriculum as well?
Yeah. So right now we're sharing a garden up by our science building with environmental science. So we kind of started it because we weren't really quite sure about how the sun was going to, it's in a little bit more shadier spot.
Sure.
But with the way that the sun hits it in the late afternoon and the heat that we get now, a little bit more of that, you know, little climate change action happening,
sure.
We get some really amazing produce just in a really small spot.
So great. So cultivation, then you have your ingredients, then you can use those ingredients for cooking. You're also learning about nutrition. I always find it interesting that if kids sort of grow something from seed, they're probably much more likely to enjoy it as a food item.
Right. And we're kind of just slowly getting started with the garden.
Yeah.
So we started mostly with herbs and a few other vegetables and things and greens that we thought would last and sustain over the summer months that we were not around.
Sure.
And so we put in a drip line system and watched it and saw how it did. And we had, like, our herbs just went crazy.
Right.
So it was really nice, right? You know, of course, right now we're kind of wintering over, but
sure.
Summer's
especially
not ready
winter.
Hit. Yeah, absolutely. The snow got us, so.
When I was walking through campus, I saw all those herbs are still going.
Yeah, I haven't really. I think chives are the only thing that I've had to buy recently.
Yeah. So as far as availability for the class, I hear that it's not very popular.
Yeah, right. it's a terribly unpopular class. No, it is the most requested elective on campus.
So great.
And it's just fun.
And I loved it. It's also like, it was like 50-50 boys and girls too, which I also think is so great.
No, it's really nice because we actually have turned away from what most people think. When I tell people I teach culinary arts at the high school, they always kind of beckon back to that, you know, home ec class.
Right.
And it's really a lot more kind of restaurant oriented, looking towards what people are currently doing now. And just, we also have an alignment too, that we kind of, the standards that we have to keep up, but also go a little bit above and beyond as well.
And I also sat in when you were at the co-op doing your competition against another high school. Was it three high schools or more?
I think we went up to, we ended up going up against North Medford in the end. So that was an amazing opportunity.
And it was an amazing thing to watch.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
It was so cool. We actually had two teams of two. One was eliminated, and then we had two of our students go on to win.
That's great. So curriculum-wise, what are these kids learning? Because they could take it through the whole high school experience, right?
Just about. So we start out with Culinary 1 and 2. And then the other great thing that we have is we have a alignment with Lane Community College.
Yes.
So in Culinary 1 and 2, students are able to earn 7 elective credits through Lane, which is pretty good with how expensive college credits are these days. And so we have an alignment with their curriculum, and then we also have different standards that we want to meet as a CTE class.
And you guys are doing like knife skills, you're doing sanitation,
Yeah. So every student starts off with taking food safety sanitation.
Yeah.
And every student takes their Oregon Food Handler's Card test at the beginning. So I don't, for equity reasons, make students pay for it, but I encourage, you know, if they go home, want to spend the $8, it's good for 3 years, and they can walk into any restaurant, cafe, and have what they need to get a job.
Super. Just want to remind everybody, you're listening to Savor on the Jefferson Exchange. Today I'm speaking with Marietta Jacques, the culinary director at Ashland High School. And so after those first two semesters, then what happens? You go into...
So we have some advanced classes. Yep. So we have Culinary 3, 4, and 5 right now. So Culinary 3 is more international cuisine, kind of go by, obviously, international regions. And then we go into American regionalism.
Very
and
cool.
Kind of knew what's happening currently now. I've been really following closely the James Beard Awards.
Sure.
And wanting to pick up some of the dishes that nominated or award-winning chefs are making in their restaurants. So that way I'm keeping the students current.
Yeah.
And they're having a chance to look at the menus that are coming out that are winning awards.
And that's amazing, I think.
Thanks.
I mean, that's what keeps it really, I think, on point and kind of interesting to the students.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of students, we have two of your students here with us. We have Raya Madrone, a student at Ashland High School, and Cameron Kukuk. What do you guys feel about the program?
I think it is definitely one of my favorite classes. I've been in culinary since the second semester of freshman year, and it is by far one of the nicest classes for a lot of reasons, but one of my favorite things is that not only do we learn a bunch of really neat things, but we also get to engage with other students in a way that you don't really get to in other classes,
right.
Because you're working together to create something, so it's a much more engaging environment than most of the other classes at school, so it gives you something to look forward to because you get to be with other people and have fun while creating something that's amazing. And Marietta always has an amazing selection planned out for us. And if there's something that we aren't as interested in or whatever, she will find something that everybody can compromise and think is equally awesome. And so I think we owe a lot to her teaching the class as well as the curriculum, because she's truly an amazing teacher and a very, very funny person and very sweet. So it's definitely my favorite class.
That's a pretty good recommendation.
Thanks. I didn't even have to pay her that much.
Right. Cameron, how about you?
Jumping off of what Raya was saying, I think the community aspect of the classes is really big for me. I cook a decent amount at home, but there's just something that's different about cooking in a kitchen with other people. Okay. It's more interesting to collaborate. It's sure. more exciting when you get a product you actually like and you're able to do more complex stuff in a shorter amount of time. The kitchens we have right now are really packed full of people, so it also teaches you a good amount about coordination and how to move around each other. But overall, yes, it's definitely one of my favorite classes.
That's amazing. And I could sense that. There is a deep love of you and also what they were doing.
Well, I mean, I have to pinch myself every once in a while that I get to teach this class.
Right.
I mean, it's an amazing class to teach. And it's almost embarrassing how much time I spend thinking about
sure.
what the kids are going to make and
shopping.
If it's going to be shopping, if it's going to be exciting, and researching what's happening right now currently in restaurants. And yeah.
So speaking of shopping, mm-hmm. Things are pretty pricey right now.
Yeah.
If we have listeners who are interested in helping the program out, is there a way that they can do that?
Absolutely. The quickest, easiest way is actually just to contact Ashland High School.
Yeah,
and
I love that.
Donate directly to them. We have had some incredible generosity already from the community, from Ashland Food Co-op that put us in last year. We were in their roundup, their Change for Good.
Yeah.
That made a significant difference for us and what we were able to purchase for the classroom. Also, Ashland Schools Foundation. They've been so generous with grants, and we've been able to purchase stuff for our garden and just an immense amount of support from them as well. And the Ashland High School Arts Advocates as well. We're in there rooting for us.
I bet. I was just thinking, I spoke to you a little bit about it. If there was a restaurant owner or mm-hmm. a catering business, they could also contact you if they might be interested in getting an intern or...
Absolutely. We actually have, as part of our curriculum, going from Culinary 1 up to 5, we actually have an opportunity for students to be interns
so
later.
Great.
We actually have a lot of students already working in restaurants, which
yeah,
is the
amazing.
Coolest thing in the entire world. To, you know, if I go in for, you know, a meal, I can kind of peek back into the kitchen and see a student, which I think is amazing.
It is.
I'd be absolutely open to working with more community members, restaurateurs, anybody in the food service industry, and hospitality industry.
So JPR listeners, think about
yeah.
that. It's a fantastic program, very high energy. What sort of happens in their last year as seniors? Do they take an internship?
They absolutely could.
Yep.
It really is kind of student driven. So
okay.
it's something that they would have to bring up and want to do. I've had a lot of students who would like letters of recommendation, who
sure.
are moving on just to get a job, things like that. I've actually just pitched this year to add an additional kind of course to our offerings and have that be more of a baking and pastry
yes.
kind of direction,
yeah.
which I feel like has been lacking in our program. And there's a huge amount of interest out there from students.
I was just curious. Can you tell by looking at a student that they're going to go for the food direction versus it being just an elective? Or is everybody kind of equally kind of jazzed that they're there?
I think everybody is super jazzed to be there.
I love that.
But there are students, two of them sitting right here, that you can see kind of from the get-go that have a real natural curiosity
yeah.
or grew up in an environment that their parents cook a lot. They
sure.
probably have gardens. And you can kind of sense that early on.
Yeah.
And that's, I kind of start the classes too with questions, a get to know you kind of period, because food is so emotional and
yeah.
sensual as far as it hits all of the senses. And so, you know, one of those questions that I ask is, what person in your life do you have an emotional attachment from food from
sure.
or some type of food memory? And so the answers to some of those questions are pretty telling.
Amazing. That we've talked a lot about on the show. I used to speak a lot about my grandmother and my kind of, she was my connection.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Cameron, Araya, Marietta. Thank you so much for being our guest. So again, For our listeners, please be aware that this program exists. Fantastic program, also offering kids an opportunity to learn all about food and also possibly a new career. You have been listening to Savor on the Jefferson Exchange. My name is Will Smith. You can find us at jeffexchange.org or on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Again, thank you all for being our guests today, and eat well.
Thank you.